up, everybody? How's it going? How's it going? A lot has happened since the last time we spoke, so just gonna jump right in. How I'm feeling? Couple different feelings. One of them is nerve. I'm nervous because when I started this podcast, I knew an episode like this was gonna come up. I just didn't realize it was gonna come so soon. So I'm nervous but excited. One, two, I am a little annoyed, more so because I have gnats like all over the place. I've set traps from the gnats here and there, but it's not catching them all. And I know where it's coming from. It's coming from my fiddle fig tree. It, for some strange reason, is not soaking up the water fast enough. So it's leaving the soil very damp, which is an ideal environment for gnats and flies to lay eggs and hatch and stuff like that. So when I have this apartment on like 75 and up, which is usually when I'm not here, they roam free. They go in. So I've set a couple of apple cider vinegar traps all over the house. Apple cider vinegar mixed with soap traps. That is literally doesn't seem to be working at all. I've had it up for 2 days now, and they just seem to fly around me instead of inside the concoction, which is kind of weird. I tried the cinnamon thing. That didn't work. What else? I have the gnat traps all over. So we'll see. I mean, it's catching them, but I mean, the few that leave is still flying around. But it's not, it's it, it I mean, it's not like an infestation. Don't get me wrong. It's not that. It's just like, it feels like there's like one or two in every room, and that's annoying to me. But yeah. No, that, and then also excitement because I found a new therapist, a black woman, which is something I've been looking for this whole time. Like, for some strange reason, on these apps, I was using BetterHelp and Pride app. For some strange reason, first couple of times I put in, I want a, I think it's person of color, or yeah, I think it was person of color or something like that. I think that's what they categorize it as, a person of color and a woman. Tell me why they keep bringing up like these white men, Hispanic men, Hispanic women. I'm just like, all right, y'all, look, yeah, I got one more chance. But nah, I mean, this is what, this is gonna be my third therapist that I switched to. And one, because the first one that I had, we were talking about relationships, and I just felt like he was very, very focused on my relationships more than me, the relationship with myself. And that's literally why I got a therapist in the first place, is to focus on like me, my growth. But I mean, not to say he didn't help. Like, he really did help a lot. And then when I, felt like that area in my life was solved, I was like, all right, I'm ready to move on to me. Can we move on to me? And it was just always, how's this? How's your relationship with this person? How's your relationship with that person? I was like, bruh, I don't care about, I mean, I do care about these people, but that's not what I want to talk about. So switched him to another one. And then I find out the second one doesn't, is not licensed, or she wasn't licensed. She was a Hispanic woman. She wasn't licensed in, oh, I've actually been through four. Whoa. Second one was a Hispanic woman who wasn't licensed in DC, so she couldn't, but she seemed really dope. She couldn't help me. Then I got this white guy who was actually pretty cool. Like, he was funny. He was pretty cool, but I just felt like There were going to be some topics where we could not relate on. And that's like highly important to me. Because I'm going to be talking about some stuff that I'm going to need you to be, I don't need to explain. You know what I mean? So, yeah, finally found one. Today was our first meeting. It was everything. It was beautiful. It was laughing. I already had a cussing. It was beautiful, man. So yeah, I will see. We'll see how next couple sessions go. I am very optimistic about them though. Even leaving this session, I was just like, oh my God, I'm so excited. I like literally was like screaming and like raising my hands, like, yes, I'm excited. She was like, oh, this is gonna be fun. I was like, yes, I know. So yeah, that is how I'm feeling, a mix of emotions. But yeah, moving right along, what I want to talk about today is, I mean, from the title, you see that it's called That's Not What I Want to Lead With. What can you imagine what that be? Okay, so let me just start. So first of all, I've been getting a lot of great feedback from these podcasts episodes, and I'm very, very thankful, very, very grateful for them. People stop me at the gym and say, oh my God, I listened to your podcast. I loved it. It warms my heart, especially because of the fact that, again, I for the longest, I tell them I did not know what I wanted to talk about, and this was just like the most honest thing I could talk about. And apparently not a lot of men talk about their feelings openly and candidly. So I thought, why not I start? And here we are. So yeah, I'm very appreciative. Now, within that same breath, some comments that I or some feedback I should say that I received was just like, oh, I feel like you are tiptoeing around something, or you're not telling us something, or you need to dig deeper. And to that I say this. Mind your business. If you feel like I'm tiptoeing, if you feel like I am not getting deeper, it's probably for a reason. It's probably because I'm not ready to say what you think I'm gonna say. And that's just that. But I think I'm ready now. And that is, I don't lead with my sexuality. I have the privilege of walking into rooms and no one, just everyone assuming that I am hetero. Cool. I mean, I'm not complaining. And I know there are some people who don't have that privilege, some people who are femme presenting, where you could clock them off top. Cool. No problems with that either. I have a problem when people try to fish it out of me and I'm not showing you that. Like I'm not like pursuing you. I'm not coming at you in any type of way or shape or form. I'm coming at you as a human, as a person, as out of respect. And it's you that keeps like digging and yearning for more. That's annoying because I just feel like, why does who I sleep with matter? Like, why should that determine like how you treat me, or how you talk to me moving forward, or if you're going to give me a compliment or not. To me, that just doesn't make sense. Because then it's also like this too, where, okay, I like dudes. Yeah, sure. Does that mean you're going to hit on me now? Does that mean we're going to go on a date now? I just feel like if I wasn't showing interest in that way before, what makes you think that, oh, now that you know this information, that that's what's going to happen? And I'm not trying to say that in a mean way. It's just, if you think you have a shot, shoot it. Period. That's with anything, and that's with anybody. That's not just to me. That's just with anybody. Like, if you feel like you have a shot, shoot it. It's when you start like trying to pull things out, pull information out, tiptoe around stuff, and it's just like, why do you have to do all that? I feel like it's just added stress on both parties. I just feel like I'm just trying to live like everybody else. And not just me. I just feel like people in the LGBTQ plus 2+ community are just trying to live like everybody else. And yeah, like I just feel like the more I guess come out of my shell, the more events that I go to, it was becoming less and less. It was coming more, I guess, more and more harder to quote unquote hide. Was I hiding? Yeah, I was hiding. Hiding because of the fact that that's just not what I wanted to be, like I said, judged on. I just feel like I'm a part of so many communities, other communities that have strong opinions towards the LGBTQ plus community, and I'm not trying to be nobody's poster boy. Like, I don't want to be in people's examples saying like, oh, see, this is how a gay can look like. If you have to do all that convincing for the straights, like, then I let them keep it. Like, I don't, yeah, because it's just like at this point, I'm just trying to convince you that I deserve a spot on this earth too. I also feel like for the longest trying to, I mean, this is part of the reason why I moved though. Like, for the longest, I was trying to conform to what people around, okay, my family, my mother in particular, father, wanted me to be. And I was getting tired of playing their game. And I felt myself physically being boxed in, and I was over it. So I did. And now having a blast, BT'd up. Like I said in like earlier episodes, like it's just this sense of freedom that I have of like finding out like who I really am. And then being happy about it, like being fully happy about who I am, who I'm becoming. It was, or is going to be another step in my journey, if you will. I felt like it was going to be a hard step, and I kind of still feel like it's going to be a hard step. I don't want to be made into like this, I guess, like this person that people would like look up to and say like, oh my God, he did it, so why can't I? And then so but like why not? Why not? Why don't I want to be that person? Because I'm still an introvert. I still just want to keep it to myself. Yeah, because even like the reason why I even told like half my family and my really good friends is because of the fact that I knew I was going out more, I was going to, more like homo events and enjoying myself. Like I knew I was gonna go back So that meant a lot more eyes were on me. So it was eventually going to start circling around to like my friends, or like the people that didn't know. And then I didn't want them to like, defend a lie, if that makes sense. Like, nah, Mike is not that way. Like, no, he would have told me. So yeah. Nah, don't get me wrong. This is still very hard. even come to terms with all of this. It's still very hard for me to even grasp in certain situations, say like with when I'm with like my family. Who I think like my parents don't know. Well, I feel like they're in denial, but everybody else knows. Because I told them. But yeah, it I feel like for me it's harder in those situations or situations where people have known me for a long time or and then now it's just like I am being my full self. So now I have to like go back and explain to them like I wasn't lying. I just was not ready. I wasn't being true to myself because I was afraid of your opinions, afraid of how you treat me moving forward, afraid of being shunned out. So yeah, that's how that has always been the hard part of coming to terms with like myself. I guess I want to like live in a place where everybody can just be themselves. There doesn't have to be a whole like quote unquote coming out thing. I'm part of the crowd that subscribes to like the I don't believe in coming out because not everybody has to. Everybody meeting the heteros, they just are. They just so why can't I just be? I lead with my personality. I lead with kindness. I lead with respect. Why can't I be judged on that only? Why do I have to be judged on who I sleep with as well? Because I just never also understood how things that don't affect you personally in your life, like your everyday, you have a problem. You have like a serious problem with it when somebody else does it, to the point where now you're judging them, to the point where now you are treating them differently. Just watch how you treat people, man. Just because some people hold on to how you treat them and move through life with that, whether it be good or bad. And if it's bad, they now in their life will be making horrible decisions moving forward. Now, I'm not saying that it's like totally your fault, you know what I mean? Because you have a problem with it or whatever, but like you definitely contributed to the destruction that they're now going down. And if they don't catch it in time, sometimes it could be too late. So I challenge you to like moving forward, just like stop asking people about who they sleep with. If you are trying to shoot your shot, shoot it. I remember I was at my mom's house, picking up DoorDash. I walked outside. This girl came up, gave me my food. I promise you, she didn't even. I just felt like she just looked at me for like 5 seconds. As she's handing me my food, she says, "Oh, my DoorDash picture. Okay, never mind. That makes sense. Okay. Anyways, she handed me my food. She was just like, "Are you single?" I was just like, "Oh, I'm sorry, mama. I only date dudes." And she was just like, "And so," I was like, "Oh." okay. Yeah. I am. But see, in that example, like she just shot it. And I respected that 100%. Like 100%. Why can't we just live in a world like that? Just shoot your shot. You don't have to like do the whole asking questions thing, man. To me, like I just, again, my opinion. Like I just feel like that you don't have to do all that. If you're interested in somebody, just ask. The worst they can say is no. Keep it pushing. I know there's more to that because like then there's this whole aspect of people who are not comfortable with themselves yet living a quote in quote, I put this in quotes, lie. Because it can go one or two way. Like if you are living like a double life, right? You're consistently living a double life. All right, then now you know you're wrong, right? But if you are like, in the path, on the path of finding like yourself, like finding who you like, finding, where you're comfortable with, who you're comfortable with, and in what aspect. That's just a part of life. That's just a part of the journey that we all are on, I believe. So if I grew up dating women, I done now done switched on over. Okay, cool. Now we're doing something different. So now my brain's just like, do I like owe those women an apology? It didn't work out for one or two reasons. Yeah, it just didn't work out. And then my mind thinks like, oh, then they're gonna be like, oh, that's why it didn't work out. And no, sweetheart, that's not it. But yeah, anyways. I was supposed to have this episode like written out, organized, but I just felt like if I did not get this off my chest, it was not gonna happen. I was just gonna replace it with another topic to talk about and then just kind of put this on the back burner. But yeah, it actually came up in therapy today and it has been coming up in past conversations that I've been having with other people where I would say like, oh, I'm gonna record an episode saying. So here's that episode. But yeah, I don't like to lead with my sexuality. I lead with my personality and I want to be judged on that. I know that's easier said than done because people with religious views and or just personal views, period. So I can only speak for myself and in my world, this is how I want to be treated moving forward. And if you cannot subscribe to that, the people pleaser in me is just like crying, like, no, I wanna be perfect for everybody. But the other part of me is just like, nah, man, you need to do what makes you happy. And I have been very happy, very, very happy lately. Very happy in the sense of like finding my own, finding my chosen family, finding really good friends that I can trust. Because I have semi-trust issues. Sheesh, that's heavy. All right. It's lighten up the mood a bit. I know that my future is brighter now, in the sense that now I feel like I have more creative freedom of my life because of me moving away from not only my comfort zone, but just people who didn't see it for me, I guess. I don't even know how this episode is going to sound. I need to go back and edit it. But as always, thank you for listening. Thank you for supporting. Thank you for being there, checking in, all of it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Till next time, peace.